Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We're about to go in the huddle. But can I tell you guys about the most wholesome text I got last night from my sister?
Wow. From your sister?
My sister.
Okay.
She was at some event. It must have been for a little league something. And she goes, I was at an event and Jeff Francoeur was there.
Okay.
Braves legend, Jeff Francoeur. She was like, I didn't know what to say. So I walked up to him. I go, do you know Grant McCauley?
No. Yes. Yes. What'd he say?
Yes, I've been on his podcast multiple times.
That's it.
Yes.
I love that she still went up
that's
to him.
That's so good.
Like, I don't know what to say.
That's so
well,
good,
she
dude.
Found the words.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
At least she didn't say something like, do you know Brian McCann? Yeah, met him a couple times.
I thought it was so cute. She's like, I'm such a nerd. I never know what to say. I was like,
so
I love that. That
that's
is adorable.
So good.
I love it, too. That's awesome. You know, it's one of my best friends was probably there, too, because their kids play with the Francoeur. So maybe they play with your sister.
Maybe. It's the Jackson County area. So yeah. Whatever was going on in there, who knows?
Pretty cool. That's pretty cool. That's the perfect thing to say. That's an icebreaker.
It was. Well, this Friday, join us at Twin Peaks in Buckhead for a special broadcast of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. You can come have lunch with us and enjoy the scenic views as we get ready for a big weekend of college and pro football. That is this Friday from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Buckhead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So I feel like this Green Bay-Dallas tension, it's just not going to go away for a moment. We all know it ended up in a tie, which I think we're all disappointed in.
Oh, man.
Because Micah Parsons is going back to Dallas, faces his former team. And when contract negotiations were going on between Micah, Jerry Jones, things were just tense the entire time. To add an interesting flavor on top of this, Jerry talked about Dak being indispensable and that Micah isn't.
It's very simple.
Right.
Dak was indispensable in my mind.
Right.
And so, yes. And Micah wasn't.
I don't even know. I mean, do I agree with him? I'm trying to decide in my head if I agree with him.
Can I tell you something?
Is it harder to find an elite pass rusher or a good quarterback?
Well, I don't know. Asking that question in this city is probably the wrong city to ask it in, because we've had an elite quarterback since we've had an elite pass rusher. Because Matt Ryan, obviously, the last one time he had an elite pass rusher was John Abraham. Now we think we might have drafted maybe one. I would tell you that I don't disagree with him, but I don't completely agree with the statement. You can't win without a franchise quarterback in this league.
I agree.
You can win without a Micah Parsons type player.
Yes.
The Chiefs are that, and I know that you can say, well, they have Chris Jones, but Chris Jones is not Micah Parsons. They're different. They play different. You know, you could say, like, who was the last year? Philadelphia was elite defensively, but they didn't have a Micah Parsons. Now they had a Jalen Carter, and their interior of their line was pretty good. So, yeah, I kind of agree with him. Now you have to think that you think Dak is a top five quarterback, because Micah Parsons is a top five defensive player in the league,
if not
the best.
That's what my point was, though. It's difference between is it harder to find a good quarterback or an elite pass rusher?
I think it's hard to find both.
I'm drawing a difference between good and elite, though. I don't think Dak is elite. I think he's good. I think Micah is elite.
Do you think you can win a Super Bowl with Dak at quarterback?
I think it's easier to find a good pass rusher than it is a good quarterback. But the elite thing in Micah's side is it makes things different. I don't know. I think that they could win a Super Bowl with him. Yeah. I definitely do.
Yeah, so I understand it. And I think he thinks, hey, we could win a Super Bowl with Dak. I don't know if we can. Now, the problem for me is that I still would have found a way to pay. I would have paid.
Yeah, hey, option C, Jerry. Can we just have both?
But, well, dude.
Green Bay's got both.
Here's the problem. And I don't think a lot. I don't know if everybody will agree with this, but my mom was watching Sunday Night Football. She texted me and goes, hey, who's to blame? For this, they keep talking about this pass rusher and Jerry Jones. She obviously knows who Jerry Jones is because she's not been a big fan of his over the years anyways. And I was like, they're both to blame. I was like, it'd be easy for me to say Jerry, but I think they're both to blame. I think they both handled this situation extremely poorly.
Have you watched The America's Team yet on Netflix?
I have not.
You have to watch it because it skews the entire thing for me. I'm just like, this is all Jerry's fault.
Yeah, I believe that.
All Jerry's fault. Yeah. All right, the Jets lost to the Dolphins last night, 27-21. We've talked about Tyreek Hill, of course, leaving with a knee injury. But Justin Fields did talk about losing close games like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating for sure. But at the end of the day, if we look at it from a far perspective, you know, we have three games that are lost by one score. And this is kind of how this league works, you know, close games at the end. And I think tonight we shot ourselves in the foot a lot, you know, turning the ball over, penalties, and that sort. But it's very frustrating. But you know, I'm not losing faith. Nobody in the locker room is losing faith, and all we're gonna do is, you know, keep our head down and work.
I've got a stat that will blow your mind. I'm gonna tell you something about Justin Fields' career in the NFL. He is 0-25 when his opponent has scored 21 points or more. 0-25. He is the only winless quarterback.
That doesn't even sound possible.
Out of 46 quarterbacks in the sample over the last 5 years with at least 10 starts. And I'm going to tell you, some of these, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then what, last night? 11 or 12 of these have been one score games. It's
the most frustrating part of that is two of those were against the Falcons. That I mean, the Falcons couldn't score that many points, couldn't score 21.
Yeah,
when they played him twice.
I mean, it's
that's crazy, man.
It's a staggering stat, and I don't pin it all on Justin Fields.
No,
because I don't think that's fair, especially when there's some of these you lost like 41-10 or 38-3. So that's not fair. But 0-12 in one score games is to break the stat down even more to do a subdivision of the a subcategory of the stat. It's mind blowing. And somebody tweeted last night. Like, you'll hate this, but somebody tweeted they said, "Hey, don't worry about what Justin Fields has been in the NFL." Remember this throw he made in the national championship game against Clemson? It's him throwing, like, I mean, 70 yards on a dime.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I love that. I do hear in Justin Fields' voice a little bit, and I like Justin Fields, but you can hear in his voice just a little bit. He's like, I'm on my third team. Like, there's a little bit of that. I feel like when it was with Chicago, there was a lot of that kind of lip smack, like, man, I'm not getting the help I need, you know, in the situation last year. Now he's like, all right, I'm on my third team here. New head coach. Yeah, we're just going to have to get back to business in the locker room. We still believe. You know what I mean? It's like one of those humbling moments. It's like, oh, man, this is not good.
He could be another guy that I've talked about Mac Jones having that, like, Baker Mayfield resurgence and Geno Smith resurgence. I think Justin Fields could find himself in a better situation. You know, one day, maybe a couple years from now, be a backup somewhere and maybe find himself. Because it just doesn't seem like it's happening right now for whatever reason. And I think some of it's been bad situations. I didn't think what happened to him in Pittsburgh was overly fair last year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, coming up, Sam Pittman, Bobby Petrino, we got to get into it. Plus, we've got a mic'd up.
Well, my wife and I went to a concert last night. I'll tell you where that was if you didn't catch that earlier. And also, one of the discussions we had beforehand led to a really in-depth conversation about attending concerts. I'll let you in on that whole story when we get back, too.
That is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.